When people think Bellevue, they may think luxury malls, fancy condos, suburbs. We may not think about Bellevue's growing homeless population.
People are like, oh, there's homeless in Bellevue. Oh, okay. They're just absolutely shocked to hear that we serve between 400 and 500 unduplicated men from the east side. Most people would just be shocked to hear that.
That is David Johns Bowling. He runs a shelter at Bellevue's Congregations for the Homeless. The Congregation and Real Change want to raise awareness about homelessness around the region. Real Change is a weekly newspaper publication that provides vendors jobs for hundreds of homeless people. Real Change vendors sell in Seattle, Bremerton, and as of yesterday, Bellevue. Alan Preston is managing director at Real Change. Alan, good to talk to you.
Thanks for having me on the show.
So why are you opening a branch in Bellevue?
You know, as you mentioned in the intro, there's a growing problem of homelessness and poverty in East King County. East King County actually has the lowest proportion of affordable housing in all of King County. And since the economic downturn in 2008, the gap between wages and the cost of housing is just pushing more and more people into homelessness and poverty. So, you know, it's clear to us that homelessness exists in East King County. It just has a different face. People aren't as on the streets as much, largely due to stigmatization, but they're sleeping in the woods or their cars or going between motels and domestic violence shelters. Many are doubling up and living with another family on a temporary basis. And even with that, there's still an estimated 500 people sleeping outside on any given night. So there's a real need for awareness in the community about what's happening, you know, under their noses, and also in income opportunity for so many of the people who are now economically vulnerable.
What is the status of affordable housing in that area? Is there any?
There is some, but it's fewer and further between. Like I said, it has the lowest proportion of affordable housing in all the subregions of King County.
But has anyone moved to try to build more housing there because of that low number?
You know, that would be a question that I would defer to our allies and our partners over on the east side. But I know that right now there's just a real crisis in that area.
What's different about being homeless on the east side versus being homeless in an urban center like Seattle?
You know, I think I would answer that question by first telling a story of something that happened just last week. We have these bright orange vests that we've recently created that help vendors become more visible. And in Seattle, they are seen as a major perk. We give them as an incentive to our top sellers. And when we showed the vest, so here in Seattle, people are like, can I have one? Can I have one? You know, anything. They know that visibility equals sales. When we, as part of our orientation and initial presentation last week at Congregation for the Homelessness, we held up these vests, and the first question we got was, do I have to wear those? So I think that what's different is that people on the east side feel the stigma that is attached to being poor, to being homeless. And, you know, I think that stigmas build and they grow because of lack of contact and lack of exposure. Seattle, as a hub of social services in the region, has always attracted more homeless and poor people to the area, and there's some acceptance and familiarity that comes along with that exposure. Whereas in Bellevue and East King County as a whole, there's been less contact, and that's a breeding ground for fear and stigmatization. So I think that's the situation that you have there, and Real Change, and our newspaper, and the opportunity for people to sell the paper is an opportunity to break down those barriers that keep homelessness and poverty both hidden and stigmatized.
So people took the orange vests in the end, or will they do something else to be visible?
Well, some of them took the vests, and a couple of them took sign. We have sign holders also that improve visibility, but, you know, we don't force the vests on anybody. It's their choice. It's an issue of personal preference and style, and, you know, we trust that they'll figure out what works best for them.
How did the launch go?
Launch went great yesterday. We had about six people, which may not seem like a whole lot, but remember that when we started in Seattle 19 years ago, we had two vendors on our first day. So there's a ramp-up period. It grows by word of mouth. And right now we're only serving vendors through Congregation for the Homeless who are already clients there during the initial three-month launch. And as word of mouth spreads, we'll go from there. But everything went smoothly. Our partners over there are really excited to be doing this and creating this opportunity for the individuals that they serve.
Real Change newspaper expanding into Bellevue. Alan Preston is Managing Director at Real Change. Thank you, Alan.
You're very welcome. Thank you for having me.
This is The Record.
It's one.